بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي خبيب عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما قال: لما وقف الزبير يوم الجمل دعاني فقمت إلى جنبه فقال: يا بني إنه لا يقتل اليوم إلا ظالم أو مظلوم، وإني لا أراني إلا سأقتل اليوم مظلوما، وإن من أكبر همي لديني. سبريلنتي حديث in which Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an says that when Zubair, that is his father radiyallahu ta'ala an, Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very great sahabi. He was one of those people regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one sitting, one majlis, he said Abu Bakr al-Jannah, Umar al-Jannah, Uthman al-Jannah, Ali al-Jannah, like that. He mentioned Talha, he mentioned Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, a very senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident is regarding him. It has been narrated by his son Abdullah. So Abdullah bin Zubair, Abdullah the son of Zubair, he's saying, when my father's father Zubair radiallahu ta'ala stood in the day of Jamal, Yawm al-Jamal. Yawm al-Jamal was a battle that took place. Jamal in Arabic means camel. And this refers to the camel of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. There was a war that took place between Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. There was misjudgment on the side of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Of course, she was Azwad al-Mutahharat, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, our mother. But she had her reasons. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala had his reason, but Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, In the end, it was realized that he was on the right. Sayyidina Aisha had asked him for forgiveness. They made amends. They forgave one another. But on that particular day, as the Zubair radiallahu ta'ala was standing in the side of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he called Abdullah, his son. And Abdullah says, فَقُمْتُ إِلَىٰ جَنْبِهِ. I went to his side. فَقَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا ظَالِمٌ وَمَظْلُومٌ. He said, today only an oppressor or an oppressed will be killed, and I feel that I will be amongst those who will be oppressed, who will be killed. And the very most important thing in my life, my concern, is my deaths. And this whole chapter was on amanat. So he said, I'm worried about my deaths. It must be paid off. أَفَتَرَى دَيْنَنَا يُبْقِي مِن مَالِنَا شِئًا. Do you feel that the amount of debts I have, after it is being settled and paid for, do you think we will have any more money left? In other words, as inheritance for the heirs. ثُمَّ قَالْ يَا بُنَيَّ بِعْ مَالِنَا وَقْضِ دَيْنِي. He says, oh my son, whatever possessions I have, sell all those possessions and fulfill my debts. That's the first thing you must do. وَأُوصَى بِثُلُثِي وَثُلُثِي لِبَنِيهِ يعني لِبَنِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ زُبَيْرِ ثُلُثُ الثُلُثِ. So then, from the amount, he said, what is left, one third I give as a bequest. And this is permissible, one third of your inheritance, you say, I bequeath this to so and so, as long as the person who you are bequeathing it to is not one of the heirs that is receiving an inheritance from your share. So he says, one third is for, as a bequest. And one third of that one third will be for your children. Because the children of Abdullah bin Zubair, the grandchildren of Zubair, were not going to be heirs. So it is permissible for him to give them a share. And the reason for this, as is mentioned in the hadith, it will come, قَالَ فَإِنْ فَضَلَ مِنْ مَالِنَا بَعْدَ قَضَاءِ الدَّيْنِ شَيْءٌ فَثُلُثُهُ لِبَنِيكَ. قَالَ Hisham, the narrator says, وَكَانَ بَعْضُ وَلَدِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَدْ وَازَ بَعْضَ بَنِي الزُّبَيْرِ خُبَيْبٍ وَعَبَّادٍ. So Zubair radiallahu ta'ala is a father. Abdullah is a son, and Abdullah had another brother, Khubayb, and he had a second brother, Abbad. So Khubayb and Abbad, in age, they were much younger than Abdullah bin Zubair. And Abdullah bin Zubair's children, for whom the grandfather is making a bequest of one third of the one third, in age, they were almost equivalent or the same as the uncles. So therefore, they were very close to their grandfather. He says, Qadwaza, they were in the same age, and they were parallel to them. In other words, they were in the same age, and therefore because he was very close to these grandchildren, he made a bequest of one third of this one third. Nonetheless, he says, وَلَهُ يُومَئِذٍ تِسْعَةُ بَنِينَ وَتِسْعُ بَنَاتٍ. He had 9 sons and 9 daughters. So this is the heirs, plus he's got his debts and the bequest. قَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ فَجَعْلَ يُوصِينِي بِدَيْنِهِ وَيَقُولُ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنْ عَجَزْتَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ بِمَوْلَايَ. And he, my father, began to give me wasiyat regarding his debts, how I should pay it. He says, oh my son, if you are incapable of paying it, if you have a problem, you are stuck somewhere, and you've got my possession, and you have to get rid of it to get money to pay off my debts, فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ بِمَوْلَايَ. Then seek my master's help. قَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا دَرَيْتُ مَا أَرَادَ حَتَّى قُلْتُ يَا أَبَتِي مَنْ مَوْلَاكَ. He says, Allah's qasam, when my father said that you must seek my master's help, I didn't realize what he was talking about. So I asked my father, who is your master? Qala Allah. He says, Allah is my master. In other words, when you get stuck, you are unable to pay, then ask Allah for assistance to pay off my debt. Qala fa wallahi ma waqa'tu fi kurbati min daynihi illa qultu ya mawla az-zubayr iqdi anhu daynahu fayqdihu. He says, whenever I became trapped in any difficulty in far as paying my father's debts, I would also always say, oh, the Mawla, the creator, the master of Zubayr, my father, help me to pay off my debts. And he said, immediately the debts will get paid off. Qala فقتل الزبير ولم يدع دينارا ولا درهما إلا أرضين. He says, my father passed away, he became shaheed, exactly how he had felt. And he said, he did not leave a single gold coin or a silver coin except some plots of land. In other words, he had no cash flow, he had possessions in form of properties. منها الغابة. This was a big, huge land which is known as الغابة. وإحدى عشرة دارا بالمدينة, and 11 houses in Medina. So a lot of possessions in far as properties were concerned. ودارين بالبصرة, so 11 houses in Medina, 2 houses in Basra, ودارا بالكوفة, one house in Kufa, ودارا بمصر. قال وإنما كان دينه الذي كان عليه أي أن رجلا كان يأتيه بالمال فيستودعه إياه فيقول الزبير لا ولكن هو سلف إني أخشى عليه الضيعة. He says, let me explain to you my father's debts. How come he got so much of debts to pay? He says, when people would come to him and tell him, look after this money of mine as an amanat, look after this property of mine as an amanat. So they had monies to keep safekeeping as they were traveling, whatever purpose they had, they were going out, so they would keep the monies by him. He would say, no, I'm not going to take it as amanat, let me take it as a debt. So he took it upon himself, as though, even though he didn't need the money, but he took it as a loan. Why? Because he feared that if he has some people's possession as amanat, and if he becomes negligent regarding the amanat, it becomes destroyed, then he will be responsible. So rather than taking somebody else's burden, in that way, let me just take it as a loan, as though I needed the money, so I will pay you off your loan. And that is why he had so much of qaraz to pay. Otherwise, he did not borrow any money, but he did them a favor. So then he says, وَمَا وَلِيَ إِمَارَةً قَطُّ وَلَا جِبَايَةً وَلَا خَرَاتٍ وَلَا شَيْءٍ إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ فِي غَزْوَةٍ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَمْءُ مَعَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَعُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. He says, my father was never amir. He never had any form of income as far as tax was concerned. And he had nothing except that he was always fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, رضي الله عنهم. قال عبد الله فحسبت ما كان عليه من الدين فوجدته ألفي ألف ومئتي ألف. He says, I calculated the debts of my father. And how much it calculated to? It amounted to 2.2 million. 2.2 million he has to pay. فلقي حكيم فلقي حزام عبد الله بن زبير. So حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه, a friend of them, he meets عبد الله بن زبير. فقال يا ابن أخي كم على أخي من الدين. How much did your father, how much debts that he incurred? فكتمته, I concealed it. I didn't tell him my father got 2.2 million debts. وقلت 100,000. He's not lying. 100,000 is part of 2.2 million. فقال حكيم والله ما أرى أموالكم تسع في Rufi. Hakim tells him, I don't think that you'll have sufficient possession and wealth to pay off your debts. فقال عبد الله أرأيتك إن كانت ألفي ألف ومئتي ألف. So then Abdullah bin Zubayr says, what if it was 2.2 million then? Then what would you say? He said, even more the reason that you won't be able to pay. قال ما ألا ما ألا ما أراكم تطيقون هذا فإن عجزتم عن شيء منه فاستعينوا به. He says, if you have any problem, Hakim bin Hizam was a very wealthy person, very friendly. He said, if you have a problem, come and see me, I will help you. قال وكان الزبير قد اشترى الغابة بسبعين أو مئة ألف. زبير رضي الله تعالى عنه had purchased that place, that غابة, the land, for سبعين أو مئة ألف, 1,170. فباعها عبد الله بألف ألف وستمائة ألف. So Abdullah bin Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه sold it for 1,600,000. ثم قام فقال من كان له على الزبير شيء فليوافنا بالغابة. And he says, whoever has got loan outstanding to him, he must meet me at this plot of land called Ghaba. فأتاه عبد الله بن جعفر. So Abdullah bin Jafar comes to him. وكان له على الزبير أربعة ألف أربعة مائة ألف. So he was owed 1,400. And then فقال لعبد الله إن شئتم تركتها لكم. If you wish, I would leave it. You don't have to pay me. I forgive you all. قال عبد الله لا. Abdullah bin Zubair insisted, no, we want to pay. فإن شئتم جعلتموها فيما علتموها فيما علتموها فيما يؤخرون إن أخرتم. He said, okay, what you do? You pay me last, pay everybody else. فقال عبد الله لا. قال فاقطعوا لي قطعة. He said, okay, if you're insisting, then from this plot of land, cut me one portion. قال عبد الله لك من هاهنا إلى هاهنا. Well, this much till there, there is your plot of land. فباع عبد الله منها فقضى عنه دينه وأوفاه. So Abdullah bin Zubair رضي الله عنه sold him this plot of land, and that amount was due to his to him by his father, that was settled. وبقي منها أربعة أسهم ونصف. So like this, he sold the plots, and four and a half plots remain. فقدم على معاوية وعنده عمرو بن عثمان والمنذر بن ابن زبير وابن زمعة. فقاله معاوية then these people meet him, معاوية رضي الله عنه, then ask him كم قوّمة الغابة, what's the value of the plots of land in this غابة. قال كل سهم بمئة ألف. He said each portion is 400,000. قال كم بقي منها. He said how much left. قال أربعة أسهم ونصف. He says four and a half plots of land is left, remains. فقال المنذر بن زبير قد أخذت منها سهما بمئة ألف. So منذر, one of the person, he says okay, I'll purchase one share for مئة ألف, for 100,000, like this. قال عمرو بن عثمان قد أخذت منها سهما بمئة ألف, another share for 100,000. وقال ابن زمعة قد أخذت منها سهما بمئة ألف. The third one says I'll take a share. فقال معاوية كم بقي منها, how much is left, one and a half share. قال سهم ونصف سهم. قال قد أخذته بخمسين ومئة ألف. Then he says we'll take it for 150,000. قال وباع عبد الله بن جعفر نصيبه من معاوية بستمائة ألف. And the entire property was sold for 600,000. فلما فرغ ابن زبير من قضاء دينه, when زبير رضي الله تعالى عنه's entire debts were solved, were settled, قال بنو الزبير, now the children of Zubair, the siblings of Abdullah bin Zubair, the other heirs, they said اقسم بيننا ميراثنا, now give us our share. قال والله لا اقسم بينكم حتى انادي بالموسم اربع سنين. He said I will not be able to give you a share until each Hajj time comes, each season of Hajj comes, I will have to announce to the people Hujjaj coming. Perhaps somebody comes from Basra, Kufa, from Misr, Egypt, and our father owed them some money. So let me announce first. Allah, man kana lahu ala Zubayr daynun falyatina falnaqdihi. Any person, my father owed him money, to come to us, we will settle the debt. فجعل كل سنة ينادي في الموسم. Each year he would call out Hajj time. فلما مضى أربع سنين, when 4 years passed, قسم بينهم ودفع ثلث. He gave the heirs their full share, and even the one third that was as a bequest, he settled that as well. وكان للزبير أربعة نسوة. Zubair رضي الله عنه, the father, had four wives. Then we must calculate. He had 9 sons, 9 daughters, four wives. فأصاب كل امرأة ألف ألف ومئة ألف. Each wife got 1,200,000. فجميع ماله خمسون ألف ألف ومئة ألف. The entire properties, whatever he owed, the total wealth was 50,200,000. 50,200,000. I explained how this was possessions he had. Allah Ta'ala gave him barakah. People gave him the money as an amanat. He took it as a loan. Allah Ta'ala gave him plentiful of wealth. But the important lesson here is that his worry was his deen, the qaraz that he had. It must be paid off, it must be settled. And Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu immediately settled all the debts. And this is very important. We have debts in our life, we should ensure. And we tell our family person that, see, these are my properties. A very important thing is, if anything happens to me, pay off my debts. It should be written in our wasiyat that I have got debts, and all my debts must be paid. And may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.